Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
After the hour, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. I'm having a great visit with our good friend Pam Danziger, unitymarketingonline.com, author of how many books now, 20 or 30?
Oh, no. 10 or so.
10, yeah. 10, folks, 10. How many have you written? I mean, she makes the rest of us look like pikers. 10 books, they've sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. It's all on retail. It's all on people who, about people who are trying to make a living out here on Main Street and those of us who love those stores. Pam, one of the things that I want you to talk to us about is the you've identified three things that the store of the future is going to have to be like. Number one, bigger is not better, is it?
No, it really isn't. And, you know, that's one of the things I've been thinking a lot about in terms of specialty retail. Because, I mean, you know, we've got to reopen. And, you know, one of the things that people are confused by, I mean, there's something called the paradox of choice. People, you know, there's this idea that retailers want to have more and more stuff so that you know, when somebody comes in, they, you know, that they're going to have whatever odd thing that somebody asked for. And I really think the paradox of choice creates confusion in the consumer's mind. It delays purchases. So from my perspective, I'm thinking that retailers really ought to think seriously about winnowing down their stock inventory. Just, you know, like getting rid of the 20, 30% of products that just are not moving and really being able to shine the spotlight on the things that are you know, people really do want and people really are buying. So my thinking is this is a good time for us to really clear out the dead wood and redesign our stores in a new way so that you know, less is in fact more and to be able to spotlight the things that really are strong sellers.
Well, think about how inventory management has changed over the years. When I was growing up, it was called just in case. You had inventory just in case somebody wanted it. But now we can manage our inventory with just in time inventory, and that means you know, if somebody wants something that doesn't sell all that well, you know, you tell them, okay, I'll have it for you day after tomorrow.
Exactly, and you can do it.
Yep, people are used to that too, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, people, you know, the idea that people want that instant gratification, you know, I think that we have seen that, you know, especially with the rise of online. I mean, I don't care if Amazon in your neighborhood delivers, you know, the day you order it. I mean, the fact is we're used to waiting for
it. There's not that
many
places like that. So what about, you've got this list of three things to focus on. Convenience is one. How do we become more convenient than we already are?
Well, by being more open, by being, you know, having extended hours. I mean, the convenience factor is really important, and especially now where people are concerned about, you know, safety and health. I mean, if you can provide, you know, pick up, you know, buy online or have people call you and then they can pick it up at the curb, being convenient. Making sure that people can, you know, move in and out in a convenient way, having your hours clearly posted. I mean, right now I'm finding so many places have cut their hours, you know, and, you know, what they advertise isn't the way they're open now. So, I mean, I think we really need to be much more open. You know, convenience is a really important factor.
Well, and if you're the owner, what else you got to do, right? Go to work. That's what I do.
And be there.
I can remember when I was first starting getting my business out of the ground. I was afraid to leave. Afraid I'd miss a call.
So there's curation. There's content. You know, there's convenience, and then the other big factor is really community and being part of your community, and that is that's the essential thing that, that specialty retailers on Main Street have going for them. So, I mean, being active in community organizations, being active reaching out to the community, and there's so many ways to do that. And again, now because people are scared of meeting other people and being close to people, that's a problem. But, you know, I think that when, you know, I'm thinking that for 2021, I think we can really be looking toward more community outreach and banding together with other Main Street retailers to sort of, you know, share ideas. And,
but Pam, how many years did you and I talk to them about to the audience about making sure that you stayed connected to your people and don't just wait till they come in. Make sure you got a list, an active email list, if they'd done everything you taught them to do, they wouldn't have a problem right now, would they?
Well, I would hope so. I would hope so. But you know, really having email is nice and email is convenient. But maybe it's time to sit down and write a quick note to some of your best customers or people you haven't seen for a while. Just knowing people's names is so important. I mean,
that's what Amazon and Target can't do.
Starbucks, because they get your name when you order your coffee, and you know they start to know you in a day,
I got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. Good job today. Keep up the good work. We'll see you next time. Pam Danziger, ladies and gentlemen, unitymarketingonline.com. The research that she produces is awesome. If you're in the retail industry, you need to follow her. You'll thank me later. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.